T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Grove, our 93.7thefan.com Penguins columnist, joins us right now. Bob, I feel like every time we have you on, I want to start with like a trade rumor, and now there's another one out there, this Taylor Hall thing. A, do you think it's realistic, and B, is it something you would be interested in?
Well, I mean, look, pretty much every team ought to have at least an interest in thinking about what it might mean for them to have a guy with those kinds of skills, but you know, obviously, if you think about the Penguins, because more teams are going to get involved, guys, the price is going to be astronomical. So, are you ready to pay it? Are you renting him? Are you gonna, you know, like where are you at? Like where are you at with him longer term? I don't see the Penguins as being a likely landing spot for him, though.
Bob, one of the things that I've seen written, I think Josh Yowie wrote this, was that there's this idea that Jim Rutherford doesn't want to leave the Penguins completely bare in terms of their cupboard when Malkin and Crosby are done, and that's going to like inform sort of what he's willing to give up to get a guy like Hall in a situation like this. Do you think that should be a concern for Jim Rutherford? Isn't the goal here to absolutely max out this window, and there's sort of an understanding on the part of everybody involved, fans, players, etc., that it's going to be rough for a while once the superstars are gone?
I think it should be a secondary concern. So you're right. The primary concern is, and that's the reason why he was brought into this job here, was to take this group, specifically, you know, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and of course Fleury when he was here, but get this, the base of this group, which we know is very, very good, and get them over the hurdle and get them back to championship form, which he did, you know, in back-to-back years. And that continues to be, you've heard him say, and I agree with him, that he, you know, he believes there's more opportunity for them to win. They're not done. Their window's not closed. So absolutely his number one priority is winning. His number one priority is not making sure when he walks out the door that, you know, the Penguins are positioned to, you know, continue to win for the next 10 or 15 years. That's a goal. That's an aspirational goal for every GM to do both. It's incredibly hard to do. So it's a secondary concern for him. It's something he should think about, you know, after he's done the other stuff. So to your point, yeah, the emphasis here is on winning.
Yeah, I one more on Hall. Am I wrong, Bob, to think he's a bit overrated? I mean, he had one gigantic year, and he deserved the Hart Trophy because he carried the Devils pretty much to the playoffs. But outside of that, my God, I feel like he's been overrated, and people have expected more production his entire career.
Well, yes. I mean, to your point, yeah. He was incredible in his Hart Trophy season. He's a victim of playing on some bad and poorly run and poorly constructed teams. So I think that's what people see in him. They see the skill set that he displayed so convincingly that one season and say, that's still there. If this guy is put into a position where he's got better players surrounding him.
He's got the same number of goals as Sam Lafferty right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, look at the situation he's in. Look at the team he's playing on.
I thought they'd be better. You know, I'm shocked they're so bad. I really am.
They're a train. Well, I think we all thought they were going to be better than last season, but that's not saying a whole lot. And they got off to a so-so start, and then they've just fallen off a cliff. Their confidence is gone. The coach is gone. Now they're about to lose him. So it's a really bad situation for him to be in right now. And to think that that's not going to affect his play, I mean, it has to.
Bob, one of the guys that was expected to produce for the Penguins who hasn't, which maybe has necessitated or made the rumors surrounding connecting them and Hall louder, is Galchenyuk. But of his 8 points, 3 of them have come in the last 5 games, both of his goals in the last, 10 days, I guess it is. Are you seeing, with the numbers being a slight uptick, are you seeing anything with the eye test that suggests he's starting to find it a little bit?
A little bit. I would say a little bit. You know, he's still not shooting the puck. enough for me. And you know what? I don't see, for me, Mike Sullivan hasn't demonstrated a ton of confidence in him. A few games ago, he was on the fourth line. And he's had several games this season where he's gotten 9 and 10 minutes per game. If you'd have said that at the beginning of the season, it would have been shocking. So that tells me Sullivan's not liking what he's seeing. So he's been a bit better, but there's just no running from the fact that he's been a disappointment.
Bob Grove, our 93.7 The Fan Penguins columnist. How do you feel about the Penguins' goaltending situation right now, Bob?
Well, I mean, Jari's stolen the show, right? I mean, he's the talk of the town, and deservedly so. He played awesome again last night. He's gotten 5 of the last 9 starts. And, you know, in this town, they love a goaltender controversy. And, you know, so we're getting every game that Jari plays like this and the Penguins win, you get closer to having a continuing story that's going to get talked about all the time. You know, he's going to get one more start this weekend. You got another back-to-back coming up. And so at that point, you know, you're now looking at over a 3-week period, he's gotten more starts than Matt Murray. I mean, that says it all right now. I mean, Murray's not playing well. He's inconsistent. And Jari has been more consistent, and that's been something that he needed to show in his career. He wants to be a number one, and right now, the door was open for him, and he's taken full advantage of it.
Bob, do you get the sense that because, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I recall before Matt Murray ever made it to the Penguins, Jari was the next hyped goalie prospect in the franchise's pipeline. He was supposed to be the guy, and then Murray kind of got on a rocket ship, and we know what happened. But would that overall pedigree, in your opinion, make it more likely that if he keeps playing well, the Penguins are more open to just giving him the job, despite kind of how that would look?
Well, you can't worry about looks at this level of the game. You know, the guy who wins games for you is the guy who should be playing for you. And if that means at some point this season you have to say, yes, he's been better than the guy who was our number one when we came in, then that's what you say. And if that was a mistake, that's just how it works. You know, I mean, I don't think you have to worry about, or Penguins management shouldn't be worried about how it looks. This is the competition all over the lineup is good for the entire team, including the goaltenders. And right now he's the better goaltender and he's playing more, and you just run with it. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, I don't know what the future is. I mean, we know the contract situation for Murray. We understand the valuation that the team has to make about him this summer, et cetera. But, you know, here's the other thing. We're only 28 games into the season. So, like, nobody should look at this and just say, well, you know, Jari's clearly the better goaltender, and now, you know, he's sort of their number one. And, you know, let's see how Matt Murray pulls himself out of this slump that he's in. Because he was better early in the season. I mean, there wasn't an issue with him early in the season. Lately, there's been an issue. So now it's up to him to pull himself back out of it. Let's see if he can do it.
Bob Grove, 93.7thefan.com Penguins columnist. Bob, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.